It's a historic day for many reasons. We've got a president on trial in New York. It's tax day. Also, can you wake the past? Is the Pirates of Caribbean anti-woke? And I've got some things to say about Iran, Israel, and so much more.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Karellcast. I am Karell. Happy Monday. I am so glad to be here with you and so glad you are joining me. For those of you on the Health Watch, I feel good. I am still in the window for Guillain-Barré syndrome, 42 days after the 14th. So basically the end of this month. If I don't develop it, then I'm out of that window. And I will say that from all the research I've read, if I were going to develop it, the chances are I would have developed it by now. And I may have already had it. Some of the symptoms I had may have been this neurological symptom. So we're going to do a nerve conduction study and see. Already getting the bills. Just paid $1,800 thanks to a kind donation from one of my avid supporters. I was able to just pay that today. Also, I had to pay federal taxes today because people on Social Security disability or Social Security have to pay taxes, don't they, Ms. Ember? And here's the thing. You got to pay federal taxes if you look at her. Look at this girl. Look at her. Oh, my God. Is she the cutest thing? Yeah, she's gray. A lot of you haven't seen her in a while. Want to get closer to the camera, Ms. M there? Here we go. There you go. There she is, my little gray girl, my little gray darling. She'll be 9 this year. So if you're on Social Security, disability, or just retirement, you have to pay federal taxes on it. Reagan did that, which means that in America right now, people on Social Security or Social Security disability pay more federal taxes than 70% of the millionaires and billionaires. Figure that out. Doesn't that speak to priorities? 70% of millionaires and billionaires pay zero federal taxes. But people on disability, the poorest of the poor, or people on Social Security, they have to pay federal taxes. Now that just speaks volumes to our priorities, to who we protect in this country. You know, I'm not going to get into the whole taxation system today on tax day. Today is tax day. And, you know, corporations should be the ones paying most of the taxes. You and I pay taxes when we buy gas, when we buy food, when we buy everything. I don't think we should pay income tax. I really don't. I think back in the day when the founders and everything, we didn't have these multi-billion-dollar corporations. Now we do. They could easily fund the budget of the United States. And if we socialized our energy, solar energy, oil, gas, if we nationalized that, gave it free to all of our citizens, and then sold it, the revenues from that could fund the government. There's lots of ways we could fund the government without taxing you and I out the wazoo. But that's a different show. Today is tax day. Most of you have done your taxes. Many of you are getting a refund. I paid. My friend Steve paid several hundred dollars. My friend Brandon, a diver, $9,000 he's paying. And yes, he's a bit pissed that he's paying more federal taxes than Donald Trump. You know, I'm a bit pissed, even though it was only $600 that I owe. You know, that's $600 more than Trump will pay. That's $600, you know. Of course, Trump has got his own problems. Today is a historic day. It is the first time a seated president has ever been in criminal court, or a formerly seated president, has ever been in criminal court up on charges. Now, I could think of a few that should have been, okay? George W. Bush should have been tried at The Hague for war crimes. He was a war criminal. I don't forgive him. I don't care that the Obamas like him. I don't care that he paints cute paintings. Bush is a war criminal. Unindicted, but he should have been up on trial. There are several presidents that should have been up on trial. Nixon resigned because they were going to indict him. And then he got pardoned. So So there's been several presidents that should have been in criminal court. But Trump is the first to make it. He should be proud of himself. He's made history. And the trial's going to be a farce. And the judge could shoot us all in the face because the judge could decide to give an instruction to the jury that they can find him guilty on lesser misdemeanor charges. Missy misdemeanor. She's touring Missy misdemeanor. So if they do that, we won't know until he gives the juries the instructions. But if he does, and he says you can find him guilty of lesser offenses, then if he's just convicted of a misdemeanor, he walks, pays the fine, and walks. So we'll see. But it's laughable, really. I mean, the rest of the world is looking at this going, oh, my God. You know what I mean? There's like Kelsa praise. He wants to testify. Let him. Oh, please put him on the stand. He is his own worst enemy when he's up on the... Oh, let him go, please. He'll dig a hole so deep, not even he can get out of it with his fat ass. But what a historic day. On tax day, a former president going on trial for paying hush money to a porn star. And if they used to say, if you're running for office, a surefire way to be kicked out of the race is to be found with a dead girl or a live boy, if you're a male candidate. This guy literally paid a porn star for sex and then covered it up out of his campaign money, and he's still their front runner. That alone should tell you all you need to know about the Republican Party. The fact that they would let this guy be their front runner when he is on trial for covering up payments to a hooker, which are not in, well, God bless her, she's not a hooker, a porn star, which are not in dispute. Okay? There's no, Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump both agree that he paid her for sex. He has not denied it. He has not said, I never had sex with that woman like Bill Clinton. Nope. They both agree that he did it. And evangelicals line up to suck this man's dick. I don't understand this whole thing. But today, he is on trial. Speaking of trials, I was reminded of the OJ trial. OJ dropped dead. Prostate cancer. The media got it totally wrong. They were like, former football star. How about indicted murderer and felon, since he was convicted and went to jail for what was supposed to be 33 years for what he did here in Vegas with the sports memorabilia and the weapon and having a gun and holding people in a hotel room and basically armed robbery. He killed two people. He was found civilly liable in that case. So you can say that he killed two people because he was found civilly liable for the murders and a $30 million judgment against him was levied for their murders. So he's had a judgment against him for their murders just in civil court, not in criminal court. No, he was never criminally convicted of murder, but he was civilly. And he was criminally convicted of armed robbery and false imprisonment and all of that. And I love Stephanie Mills, the singer, but she posted a thing, peace to his family and fuck them all. This guy was a fucking mess. He put the country through a ringer with his trial. They made it all about race. It made a Kardashian famous. Remember, it was one of the Kardashian lawyers that defended him with a father, right? Rob Kardashian was his attorney, one of his attorneys. That's where the Kardashians came from. So he should have gone to jail for inflicting the Kardashians upon us. That alone. We would not know who Kim or Khloe Kardashian are, except for the OJ trial. So he died. Good. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Bye. Ding dong. OJ's dead. So a lot's happened. Historic day. Trump's on trial. Finally going to be in a courtroom for a criminal case. Not a civil case, because he's been enough of those. But he'll boo-hoo, cry to the media like a girl left alone on prom night. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Witch hunt. Illegal. Witch hunt illegal. Blah. Meanwhile, we all got to pay our taxes today to fund all this chicanery and ridiculousness. And one of the things we're funding is our support of Israel, which has now been attacked by Iran. And of course, that could escalate into a world war, actually. What a great time to be alive. Wars are springing up all over. Ding dong, the bombs may fall from sky. Oh, what a Monday. We got to worry about a world war breaking out in the Middle East. We got a former president on trial for paying hush money to a sex worker, to a porn star. And we all got to pay our taxes or get our refund. Lord have mercy, what a Monday. Y'all need to get high. I should eat an edible. Oh, God. The National Association of Broadcasters going on here in Las Vegas right now. CinemaCon just finished. Lots of entertainment eyes focused on Nevada as we speak. And it's so windy outside. Good Lord. Not a good day for hair. Yesterday, the day before, even today. These poor celebrities. Their hair going everywhere. All right. So, yeah, we can hope he gets convicted of a felony in this. But it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter to his base. It's not going to matter to the politicians that support him. And do you really think the judge is going to send him to jail like they did Michael Cohen and the other attorney in this case? Do you really think that when he is found guilty, and he will be, if the judge doesn't allow them to do the misdemeanor and he's found guilty of a felony, do you really think a seated judge is... No, they'll stay. They'll stay. They'll say, okay, well, you're convicted, but we will sentence you at a later date. We'll put off the sentence and blah, blah, blah. The man ain't going to jail. You know, death and taxes are two things today that we have to think about. And the third is that there is a separate system of justice. You know, what judge is going to sit there and put this man in jail? Especially one that he appointed. You know, it's like, I don't see it happening in Florida. I don't see it happening in New York. I just think there's two systems of justice. It's like taxes. There's two systems of taxes. Trump going to jail is just like him paying taxes. He doesn't. You have to. You would go to jail. You have to pay taxes. He doesn't have to, and he doesn't have to. Ugh. I have a lot of pet peeves today, actually. I'm kind of wound up. I've got a lot of things on my mind. A lot of pet peeves that, you know, I'm bothered. That this a former president's going on trial for giving hush money to a porn star, and he is still loved by the religious people who want to take away rights from trans people or from gay people because it's against their Bible. But this guy who has broken almost every one of the Ten Commandments. I mean, he's using the Ten Commandments like a checklist. Commit adultery. Check. Have no false gods. Oh, I've got men. He had money and fame and power is his. That's what he worships. So check. Steal. Check. He's already committed fraud. Been convicted of that. He is literally using the Ten Commandments like he certainly doesn't honor his father and mother. He has stolen. He cheats. He is. Oh, thou shalt not. They say not to covet thy neighbor's wife or whatever. He's certainly cheated. He's literally going down the Ten Commandments like it's a checklist, a to-do list. Things he saw the Ten Commandments and thought it was a to-do list. Oh, I can do all these. I can steal. I can cheat on my wife. Has he committed murder? Who knows? I mean, probably. God knows he's made enough of us want to jump off a cliff or a bridge. And people have died because of his philosophy. Ashley Babbitt. She died because he told her to go riot. So if it's a court of law and it were a murder trial, he would be convicted. So yeah, I guess he has committed murder in a way. He really is. I never thought of that till just now. He really is using the Ten Commandments like a checklist. Okay, I can do that. I can do that. Oh, I can do this one. I can do this one. Oh, I've already done that one several times. And the seven deadly sins he personifies. He is like the poster child. If Dante were here today, he'd rename the Inferno Trump's biography. Oh, God. So yeah, I am a little wound. I'll admit, I do have some pet peeves going on today. Some things that are like bothering me. We're gonna talk about one when I come back, which is kind of it may seem petty, but I've had it up to here with streaming services. I'm gonna tell you why. On this historic day, Trump goes to trial. You pay your taxes. What a day. What a day. What a day.
Hey, Carell here, and I'd like to take a moment to thank all the patrons at Patreon. Your support means the absolute world to me and the show. If you'd like to show your support for the crazy endeavors of the Carell cast, then please go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. And please help get those numbers up by subscribing to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/reallycarell. There's so much great free content there, it's like having a network on your TV, phone, or tablet. All social media is Really Carell, including Threads and Instagram. And don't forget the website that's had it all along, reallycarell.com. Without your support, the show simply doesn't work. So please listen on all streaming services, watch and subscribe on YouTube, and support the show through Patreon at patreon.com/reallycarell. Thanks for almost 30 years of support to the loudest, craziest, most unhinged gay guy and his little dog. And let's keep the party going as long as we can.
Boom shaka laka laka, boom shaka laka laka, da da da, da da da, da da da. Hey, hey, hey. Do y'all know that song? Feeling's getting stronger, music's getting louder too. Do y'all know it? Music's sounding good to me. Why don't you? Why don't you? Why don't you take me higher? Oh yes, I love that song. Trying to get myself out of my bad mood, trying to get back in a better mood for y'all. Because I had some pet peeves today, honey. This Iran Israel thing. I'm like, oh, hell to the no. We ain't having another world war. We ain't going to get involved with Iran again. I was like, just nuke fucking Iran. Just, you know, and throw in Iraq while you're at it. I'm really tired of all these backwards countries that worship some god that makes them into such fucking morons. Well, everybody is a moron that worships these gods, but... Oh, are you defaming Islam? Their kind of Islam I am, not the nice Islam. The Islam from all the wonderful Muslims that I have met who practice peace and kindness, charity and love, who don't discriminate against women, who accept gays, even though it's in their philosophy to not. There are so many wonderful Muslims in the world. Just wonderful Muslims. Just like there are some pretty decent Christians out there. They're far and few between. Did you hear the court in Texas just said you can't sue a priest for civil damages if he was diddling you or your kid? They're protected. It's unconstitutional. It prevents due process. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, Jesus Christ, literally. See, pet peeves. I got a lot of on this Madness Monday. Madness. It's a Madness Monday. So much madness going on. Trump going on trial. You got to pay taxes. OJ being edified. Meanwhile, we got Iran and Israel attacking each other. Israel still killing Gazans. And we urge them strongly to stop. Fucking, babies blowing up. Children being dismembered. Like they're being stabbed in Chicago. Or shot in Chicago, actually. Stabbed in Australia. Shot in Chicago. We killing kids everywhere. Killing them in Gaza. In Chicago. In Australia. It is a Madness Monday, isn't it? I'm sad. I'm tired of, you know what? We ought to tell Iran, act up again, Iran. Do it. Act up again. Oh, well, they're protected by Russia, by China. Tell Russia and China, sit the fuck down and shut up or we'll give you some too. What's the point in having, we're the only country that ever, you know, set off a nuke. And now we act like we won't do it again. Well, that would bring about the end of the world, Carell. You know what? This world could use some ending. I'm telling you that right now. I don't want to die. I don't want you to die. I don't want any innocent person to die. If there's anyone in Iran that's innocent, leave. Get out. Oh, they can't. You don't understand the plight of the Iranians. You're right, I don't. Who would live in such a backwards place, ruled by such backwards people? I mean, who wouldn't try everything? You know, if we got as bad as Iran, we're getting close. But if we got as bad, we're already thinking about leaving. I'm thinking about leaving. You're thinking about leaving. See, the people in Iran should be thinking about leaving. Get out. Go to Jordan. Go somewhere. Get out. Friggin' sending drones over to attack Israel. Why? You just got to stick your foot in the fire. They already know. The U.S. said don't. You know, stop. So they're picking a fight with us because they got China and Russia on their side. Yeah, you won't harm us. You go after us, Putin will go after Putin. Ain't going to do shit. That man is all talk. You know, because he knows that they're broke in Russia and that we have more wars or more bombs and more money. Good Lord. Can we have some topics that are... Yeah, you know what? Let's switch off these world-ending, you know, World War, Trump in court and all. Because there's two things that don't... that aren't world-ending that caught my eyes in this Madness Monday, which one of them is you can't wake the past. So the Pirates of the Caribbean, there was a headline that it's offensive to many parkgoers. And some journalist or some person or influencer or whatever asked people, you know, do you find the Pirates of the Caribbean offensive? Now, I haven't written in a while, so I guess they got rid of the wife. There was a wife auction. Remember where the wives are being auctioned off and there was one heavy set one that was ended up chasing the man around? I guess they got rid of that and it's female pirates selling their wares instead of wives being auctioned. And I thought to myself, but wives were auctioned off in pirate times. That's historically correct. That's what they did. Oh, but we don't need that in a ride at Disneyland. You know, so many people want to make the past woke, and it wasn't. You can't wake the past. You can't sugarcoat what we did and how wrong and inappropriate it was to do these things. You know, and if you're making fun of them in jest, you know, it's like, do we need to change? I mean, I don't know. I'm torn. Sure, update the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. Why not? Why not take out everything offensive to everybody, everywhere, so no one could possibly be offended by anything? The past isn't politically correct. You know, last night, Sunday night, I watched Fried Green Tomatoes. I don't know why. It just popped up, and I thought, oh, I only saw that once, and it was really good. Let me watch it again. From 1991, I think. And first of all, it's a lesbian love story. And as I'm now an older gay, I see clearly that it was a lesbian love story between Iggy and Ruth. You know, just, I don't care how Fanny Flagg intended it. That's what it was. And Iggy was gay. You know, she's a butch lesbian. So it was a love story. And no, I don't think Jessica Tandy was Iggy. I don't. I think they were in the book. They're different people. I think in the movie, they're different people as well. But there's no doubt it was a lesbian love story. I mean, that's just the way it was. And they used the N-word just a lot in that movie. And so I was watching it, I was kind of cringing, like, oof, did we need to say that there? Oof, oh, you know, we get it. But of course, there were Klan rallies, you know? And so if you were to go back and sanitize, you know, Fried Green Tomatoes, it would be a completely different movie. I love how they fed the abusing Klan member to the other Klan members. I boiled them up and barbecued them as secrets in the sauce. So I was watching Fried Green Tomatoes. Really good movie. But when you look back on it now, you're like, ugh, you cringe at a couple parts. Like, ow, ooh. Also, in today's world, if that movie were remade, which they remake everything, so why not? They would make them lovers because they were lovers. I just don't think there's anyone out there that would disagree that they were lovers, Iggy and Ruth. They had a deep, deep love for each other. The Ernie Hudson's character, they just kept calling him the N-word, and I kept cringing every time I heard it. Every time a white person said, well, these, you know, do you have to say that so much in this movie? But I thought, well, yeah, that's how the past was. It's ugly to hear how white people spoke about African Americans in the past. Just like it's ugly to hear how they spoke about gays, it will be ugly in the future for them to look back at our time and see how we are treating gay, bi, trans, how we're treating women and their right to choose. We will not be reflected, you know, greatly in the future. They will look back at movies about, and, you know, set in 2024 and go, oh, they were barbaric. In fact, that's not what, 90, the 30 plus years ago, 35 years ago, Fried Green Tomatoes was made. So in 1950, or in 2055, 30 plus years from now, if they're still making movies, when they make movies about 2024, it's going to look equally as barbaric and sound equally as barbaric. That's why you can't wake the past. You can't make the past woke. It's never going to adhere to the new standards of the future. Even movies made in the 90s now are cringy. Watch Friends. It's so homophobic and sexist and just, it would never fly today. Ever. All right, do I have my bullet points? What did I miss? Oh, that was the other thing, streaming. I think it should be a law. If I'm running for president, if you elect me as president, I will make sure that any streaming service that charges you a fee does not play commercials. I mean, why are we all watching Tubi or Pluto again? You know, or over the air with a TiVo. Why are we paying for streaming services? Just to have access to the... They want us to watch their content. They want us to pay them a fee to watch their content so we can have it when we want it. Well, TiVo will do that. Remember when TiVo did that for you? You just got a season pass to a show, and every time the show was on, it taped it for you. And you could just zoom through the commercials. TiVo was better than streaming. There, I said it. Because we got it, you know what, $11.99 a month. That was it. For what? That was the one fee you paid. Now, like, I pay for Peacock. Well, I have a coupon. But I got a Peacock for $20 for the year because I'm media. And there's commercials. And I'm like, well, why don't I just watch regular TV? Same with Amazon Prime. Now there's commercials. Netflix, commercials. If you pay $1, I don't care if you pay $5, $10, $20, $50, whatever the fee is, they should not be able to show commercials, period. Well, they're going broke. They can't make the money. Well, then they've got a bad business model. Streaming caught on because you could access the programs you wanted when you wanted them without commercials. And now they're all going to commercials. So why don't we just go back to over-the-air TV or Pluto or Tubi, which are free? It makes no sense. I canceled Amazon Prime. Don't miss it. Don't miss the TV, nor do I miss the products. I buy a lot less stuff, and I buy it locally now. And Walmart, I hate to say it, but they deliver next day for free, and they have all the products that Amazon does. So you don't need Amazon Prime. Cancel it. And I'm a little done with Peacock. They have great content, but commercials. You pay them, and they still show you commercials. Oh, if I were president, no. No. Nay. By the way, I've been loving all of your comments down below the videos. I have been interacting. I have been posting comments back. I'd love to hear from you about any of the topics today. Trump going to trial, the first president to ever go on trial for a criminal offense, you know, in a court in New York. For paying hush money to a sex worker. It's tax day. Many of you are getting refunds. Some of you are paying. But how do you feel in a system that is so not fair in this country? It's not fair. And what about waking the past, the woke past? In other words, they're changing the Pirates of the Caribbean. You know what ride they should change? It's a Small World, because by the time you get through there, at the end of that ride, you want to murder someone if you hear that song again. By the time you get to the end of that ride, it's a world of laughter, a world of cheer. It's a world. I haven't been in that ride in 30 years. I can still sing the fucking song. And they sing it in so many. Nita kuta na ya ya. I mean, they sing it in like 14 different languages. And by the end of the ride, you know all those 14. I mean, you are bilingual by the time. You go in regular and you come out bi. You know, oh, like Buck on 911. Oh, all the hoopla over that. I watch 911. Buck is now bisexual. And oh my God, you would think he announced he eats the stem cells out of the necks of unborn babies. I mean, it's just big hoopla. So yeah, streaming services have pissed me off. And Netflix now. Half the shit on Netflix is from another country. And it's so poorly dubbed. So poorly dubbed. Or you got to watch with the subtitle. Which, how many of you leave those on? I'd love to see your comments below. I am Carell. You be who you want to be, so I don't hurt anybody. We'll see you on Wednesday. Can he be convicted by then, please? Just get him out, please. It's a small...
Oh. It's broadcasting from a completely different point of view. Yours. Listen daily to the Carellcast on your favorite streaming service.